The search for the missing Caribbean sailors continues and saves one woman who survived against all odds.
Mitch was wind speeds of... She was swept through Hurricane Mitch with wind speeds of 155, and that's a Category 5 hurricane. And I think it's miraculous that 6 days later she's still alive.
America's midterm elections, why black voters knew what they wanted. And CARICOM's chairman asked Trinidad and Tobago to shoulder more regional political responsibility. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The death toll from Hurricane Mitch has now been put at 9,000, while the countries of Central America have been counting the human and environmental cost. The economic scale of the disaster is becoming more apparent. The banana industry, which rivals the Caribbean, is expected to lose $50 million. Orin Gordon has more.
The massive cost of rebuilding the hurricane-ravaged countries of Central America is now accompanied by a significant loss of agricultural revenue. According to some estimates, 3/4 of the crops of banana, tobacco, coffee, and tropical fruit have been wiped out. The Honduras ambassador to London, Roberto Flores, told BBC Caribbean Report of the economic cost.